morning as I figure out this mess situation here. All right, there we go. Well, good morning. It's always a pleasure and honor to be able to share God's word with you all. Today we are looking at the subject of faith, and we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33.
今朝我哋要思考一下呢个关于即系呢个信心。 我们用的经文就会是马太福音14章22到33节。
In the Mandarin congregation as well as the Southwest, they are studying this theme of faithfulness to God in the daily lives.
华语堂和西南区的聚会典的目前的主题就是日常生活中对神的信心。
Having just come back from the youth retreat, we experienced many ups and downs as we're following up with many things.
我们刚刚从青少年退休回来，退休会回来，里面有很多起起落落各样的事情。
And so I felt this subject of faith through the ups and downs is very relative for all of us.
所以我觉得这个在各种情形之下，我们信心高高落落，对我们是很有帮助，所以我就想同大家思考这个问题。
And so we'll have our brother Bill who graciously stepped in last minute to translate for us. He will read our passage for us from Matthew in Cantonese.
今天我就会用广东话同大家读这一段的经文，就是我会用这个新译本的经文。 耶稣立即催门徒上船，叫他们先到对岸。他却留下来叫众群众散开。他解散了群众，就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，他还是独自一人在那里。那时门徒在船已经离岸数公里，因为逆风被浪冲击，天快亮的时候，耶稣就海面上向他们走过去。门徒见他在海面上行走，就很惊惶说： 有鬼啊！并且恐惧得大叫起来。耶稣立刻对他们说：放心吧，是我，不要怕。彼得对他说：主啊，如果是你，让我在水面上走到你那里去。他说：来吧。彼得从船上下来，同在水面上走向耶稣那里。但是他一见风浪很害怕，快要沉下去的时候，就呼叫：主啊，救我！耶稣马上伸手拉住他，对他说：小小的人啊，为什么怀疑？
为什么疑惑？他们上了船，风就平静了。船上的人都拜他说：你真是神的儿子。Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。Father,
we thank you so much for your word.
阿爸父，我们感谢你的话。Lord,
we thank you for the ways in which you have shepherded over us.
我们感谢你不断的牧养我们。Got
to know the fact that your eyes are constantly over us.
你的眼目是经常地看着我们。
God, your hands are there to protect over us.
你的手一直在保护我们。
God, even though there may be times in which we feel that we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death,
虽然行过死荫的幽谷，
God, may we fear no evil.
也不怕遭害。
Because you are always with us.
因为你与我同在。
And so help us to remember this as we study this story of Jesus and Peter.
帮助我们就是读这个 耶稣和彼得这段故事的时候，就记住这一点。
And so we thank you for this time.
我们感谢你给我们的时间。
And we pray this in your name.
奉你的名祷告，阿们。
Amen. Well, as I said, we are looking at this subject of faith. And as we look at the Bible, we see that the Bible defines faith from Hebrews chapter 11.
我们今天讨论的题目是信心，我们在希伯来书11章就看到圣经对信心的定义是这样讲的。In
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1 through 3, it says this: the assurance or faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible.
刚刚就Pastor Pat读的就是English Standard Version， 我现在就用新译本读同样三节给大家听。信就是所盼望的事的把握，是还没有看见的事的明证，因为因着这信心，古人得到了称许，因着信我们就明白宇宙 是因着神的话造成的，这样那看见的，就是从那看不见的造出来的。
Well, I decided to compare this to what does the world define faith as, and so I decided to look at a simple dictionary, and the dictionary defines it as this: faith is a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof.
我又想知道一下，即系属世对信心嘅定义系点样样，所以我又睇咗一本即系字典。咁咧就呢本字典咧就对信心嘅定义系咁样讲嘅。佢话对神或者教义嘅坚信，系基于精神上嘅感受，而不是基于事实上嘅证据。
Well, I thought it was interesting when I compared these two definitions of the biblical source as well as a secular source. There were some similar themes.
我觉得有趣嘅地方就系从圣经同埋世俗嘅定义当中，呢两个定义系有啲相似嘅。
We see this idea of assurance in Hebrews, and then strong belief in this later definition from the dictionary.
希伯来书所讲嘅把握同埋世俗定义当中嘅坚信。
And as we look at these two definitions, we see that there's an assumption that faith is supposed to be strong.
如果我哋睇下呢两个定义嘅话，我哋就知道有一个共同点，就系信心系应该系好坚固嘅。
Faith is something that we're supposed to be sure about.
信心系我哋可以应该可以信靠嘅。
Faith is something that we should be continually moving forward in.
信心系我哋应该可以不断嘅与佢一齐向前行嘅。
But if you're anything like me, you've experienced that faith in our daily walk oftentimes tends to waver.
但如果你好似我嘅话，你就会发现喺日常嘅日常嘅生活里边，我哋嘅信心系经常会动摇嘅。
For some of us, maybe it's just once in a while.
某啲人嚟讲，可能动摇只系偶然一次。
For others of us, maybe it's over and over and over again.
但对其他啲人，可能就系一次反反复复咁样，一次又一次咁动摇。
But no matter what group you might fall into, as we look at this passage from this morning in Matthew chapter 14, hopefully we are encouraged because we see that even the closest ones to Jesus wavered in their faith.
无论你是前一类或者后一类，咁喺我哋今日读呢个马太福音十四章嘅时候，就希望你受到啲鼓励，因为对耶稣最亲近嘅门徒都会有信心动摇嘅。
But the point isn't to justify a wavering faith, but rather to learn from the apostles' experience and from our own experiences on how we can be steadfast in our faith.
但请大家明白，我唔系喺呢度想话对我哋摇动嘅信心嚟做辩护，而系希望咧就系从使徒嘅经历同埋我哋自己当中学到点样可以使我哋嘅信心坚定不移。
That we might not backslide, but rather we would progress forward in our faith.
学习到我哋使用信心咧，就唔会后退，而可以向前迈进。
So this morning, as we look at this passage, we'll look at three ways to help us to remain steadfast in our faith.
今日朝头早嘅经文咧，希望我哋可以学到三个方法嚟帮助我哋对信心会坚定不移。
The first encouragement is for us to refocus, and the second is to remember, and then the third is to respond in worship.
第一个方法就是重新集中我们的 注意力，第二个就是我们要记住，第三个就是我们就用敬拜来回应。
So again, the first encouragement for us is to refocus.
我们第一个的鼓励就是要重新聚焦。
When you look at verse 29, when Jesus tells Peter to come out of the boat, we see that Peter immediately in excitement jumps out of the boat and he fixes his eyes on Jesus.
在29节的时候，当耶稣叫彼得说你过来的时候，彼得怎么做？他立即跳了落船，而且就集中注意盯住耶稣。
And he does the unthinkable by actually walking on the surface of the water.
因为他定睛在耶稣身上，他就做了不见不可思议的事情，就在水面上行走。
It was through Peter's faith in Jesus, as Jesus told him to come, that he does what is physically impossible.
就因为他对耶稣的信心，当耶稣说你过来，那他就做了一件完全不可思议的事，就在水面上行走。
Now some of us maybe have experienced something like this in our lives.
可能我们当中弟兄姊妹，你经历到这样的情形在你的日常生活当中。
Perhaps not to this extent, but there have been times where maybe Jesus has challenged us to come. And we're excited to go to him or to follow him and do whatever he might be calling us to do without any reservations.
雖然我們可能沒有好像彼得這個經驗那樣戲劇化, 但很多時候當耶穌挑戰我們叫我們去跟隨他, 或者我們有特別感動的時候, 我們就毫無保留地去跟隨他。
There are times in which we are so excited to live for God.
有些時候我們會非常興奮為主而活。
There are times when worship and praise flows so easily from our lips.
又有很多時候很自然地就敬拜和讚美就會在口中出來。
There are times when we are so excited to go out and share the gospel. We don't care what people might think. We're just ready to go out there and share this message of hope.
有很多時候我們又是無論何時何地何日也不怕人恥笑我就會很感動地去跟人分享這個福音。
There are times, no matter how inconvenient, we'll sign up for that mission trip and that mission trip and that mission trip.
有很多時候無論是怎樣都不方便，但我們都會很自動自然地參加這個短宣，參加那個短宣，參加很多個短宣。
Do you remember the time when wherever God might call us to go or to serve, that we would actually drop everything to go and follow him?
你還記不記得有一陣的時間在我們靈明當中，當神呼召我們做的事的時候，我們就毫無猶豫就扔下我們做的事，就跟著神去做，他叫我們做的事。
When our eyes are fixed on Jesus, everything else in the background becomes blurry like a well-composed photograph.
當我們的注意力是在耶穌基督身上的時候，就是好像一個很畫得很好的圖畫，就是主題就很清楚，背景就完全模糊，我們唯一看見的就是耶穌基督。
But as the story continues, we see in verse 30, it says, When Peter saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me.
但在30節裡，就彼得見到風甚大，就害怕，將要沉下去，便喊就說，主啊，救我。
We don't know how long Peter walked on water, but all of a sudden we see Peter's eyes start wandering.
我們不知道彼得在水面上走了多久，但是突然之間他的眼睛就開始就是周圍去游射看其他的東西了。
They weren't fixed on Jesus anymore.
他的眼睛不再是定睛在耶穌基督身上。
In this passage, it says that the sailing conditions were extremely harsh.
这段经文说湖上的情形是非常非常之恶劣。
In verse 24, it says the boat was beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them.
第四节说，船在海中，因为逆风被波浪冲击。
And so Peter's eyes moved from Jesus to these waves.
所以彼得的眼睛就自自然然地从耶稣身上移到去看他周围的海浪。
And once his concentration was off of Jesus, he suddenly started to feel the sensation of the wind blowing against his cloak.
一旦他的注意力离开了耶稣的身上，他就突然间感觉到风吹在他的斗篷上。
He started to feel the water on his feet, and these thoughts of the miracle of I'm walking on water suddenly became this practical mentality of I can't walk on water.
突然间就觉得脚上面有很多水了，当时他的思维就从一个神迹说我在水面上行走，变成一个实际上这个是完全不可能的，我在水上面。
And so his feet started to sink, and his focus was set on other things.
他的脚开始下沉，他的注意力就去了其他地方。
Well, I still remember when my oldest daughter, now this is some 15 years ago, when she was learning to walk.
我还记得我的大女15年前开始学行路的时候。
And we're in this little tiny apartment, and my wife and I would go from sit in the room, and we would have my daughter Addie walk between each of us.
那时我哋住嘅公寓咧就好细间下嘅，所以我咧同师母咧就一人喺呢个公寓嘅一边，咁啊要我嘅女咧就喺中间，一个行去另外一个度。
And many of you have seen the, all of you probably may have seen this, and you know your child is walking, and then starting looking, and then falls, right?
我想你亦会有咁嘅经验，当你嘅仔仔或者女女啱啱行嗰阵时咧，就系好想即系有一个维持佢嘅平衡。咁啊，突然之间佢就望下其他嘢，注意力一分散，咁佢就跌低。
But I vividly remember the times where she would make it between myself and my wife, or back and forth, was when she would have her eyes looking directly at one of us, not thinking about anything else.
咁我但系好清楚咁记得，就当我嘅女能够喺由我一边去到师母嗰边，或者由师母嗰边行到嚟我哋嗰啲情形嘅时候咧，佢嘅眼睛咧就系好。 緊密咁樣盯住依兩，或者係我，或者係師母嘅，一定係睇住我哋嘅。
She wasn't focused on anything else but to get to mommy or to get to daddy.
佢並冇睇其他嘅事，佢嘅注意力就一樣，就係由爸爸嗰度去到媽媽，或者媽媽嗰度去到爸爸。
Well, we used to own a cat during that time.
嗰時我又有一隻貓喺屋企。
And inevitably, this cat would walk by her as she was learning to walk, and her eyes would all of a sudden turn to this cat, and she would fall over.
当只猫咧就喺佢身边行过嘅时候咧，一咁嘅事出现咧，咁你就睇到个女嘅眼咧就系好自然咁就由我哋嘅身上就去咗猫嘅身上。当佢一咁样做咧，咁佢就冇咗佢嘅平衡，就跌低啦。
Isn't it the same way for us?
我哋亦系咁样样嘅。
Too many times our eyes are fixated on all the other things in this world.
好多时候我哋嘅眼睛系注定喺呢个世上嘅其他嘅事情上。
For some of us, maybe it's focused on work.
可能我哋当中有啲人咧，就系专注喺我哋嘅工作上。
Maybe we're focused on what people might think of us.
或者我哋专注别人对我嘅意见。
Maybe we're just thinking about the well-being of our family.
或者我哋专门谂住我嘅家庭嘅福利。
Or we're thinking about the worldly pleasures or accomplishments that we can have.
或者喺度谂紧，即系我喺呢个世界上有啲咩可以享受，有啲咩成就可以得到。
Sometimes we're even overly focused on ministry or church.
甚至有时候我哋都太过分咁关注我哋嘅教会嘅服事同埋我哋嘅事工。
If the eyes of our hearts are focused on all these other things, then we are bound to sink and struggle in our faith as well.
如果我哋嘅眼目系定睛喺呢啲其他嘅事上嘅话咧，我哋嘅信心咧就自自然然会低沉落去嘅。
And so our eyes need to be refocused on Jesus.
所以我哋嘅眼睛系应该重新嘅专注喺耶稣基督嘅身上。
One of my mentors once said this to me. She said, "We need to stop interpreting the Bible through the lens of this world, but rather we need to interpret this world through the lens of Scripture."
我有一位好好嘅导师，佢咁样同我讲过，佢话我哋需要咧就系通过我哋要停止。通过世界的角度来解释圣经，相反的，我们应该用圣经的角度来解释世界上的事情。
Meaning that when our eyes are fixed on Jesus and we are seeing through the lens of Jesus, then we will know how to best work.
他的意思就很简单的，就是我们一定就是定睛在耶稣基督身上，我们才知道怎样是正确的去工作。
When our eyes are fixed on Jesus, we will know how to better love and serve people.
当我哋眼睛系定睛喺耶稣基督身上，我哋才可以知道点样更好嘅爱人，同埋同其他啲人同工。
We will know how to better serve and love our families.
我哋才能够知道点样可以好好嘅服侍同埋爱我哋嘅家人。
Individually and corporately, if our eyes and our hearts are fixed on Jesus, we will know how to better operate as a church.
当我们在个人方面和在整个群体方面将我们的眼目就是定睛在耶稣基督身上，那我们才能够知道怎样可以更好地运作我们的教会和事工。
But if our primary focus is not on Jesus, and we're not seeing through the lens of Jesus, then we lose sight of the reason why we do any of these things.
当我们的焦点不再放在耶稣基督身上的话，我们就完全忘记了我们做事的本因和焦点。
It becomes about everything that is external and idolatrous rather than on Jesus.
这样的态度就变成跟外界的事和有关，而且是属于拜偶像的形式，就不再是关于耶稣基督了。
And that is when our faith is subject to be
shaken. 那时候我们的信心就自然就会动摇。
I believe if Peter...had kept his eyes on Jesus the entire time, that he would have walked with Jesus the entire way to the shore.
我好相信，如果彼得能够一直盯住耶稣基督喺整个过程之下，佢好可能就会同耶稣基督一直咁喺海面上走去到对面嗰个岸度。
Imagine the story that he would have told to the fellow disciples rather than I fell in the water.
佢有一个更好嘅故事同人分享。而不是一个故事说我跌了水里面。
It would have been a great experience that Peter would have and that he would have remembered for the rest of his life.
那个就会有一个更好的经历，这个经历呢就是彼得一定就会终身难忘的。
Well, that brings us to our second point that we need to remember.
咁就引出第二个点，第二个重点就系我哋需要记住。
We look further in verse 31. It says that after Jesus reached out his hand to Peter, Jesus asked him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
我哋喺第31节睇到就系当呢个彼得就向佢向神呼求之后，耶稣咧赶紧就伸手拉住咗佢，跟住佢就问咗个问题：你这小信的人啊，为什么怀疑呢
？Well, the statement addresses two issues.
耶稣呢个问题呢、这个句子咧就问彼得，其实咧问彼得关于两方面嘅事情。
Remember the definitions that we talked about of faith at the beginning of this message.
如果你仲记得我哋啱啱开始讲嗰阵时关于信心嘅两个定义
，assurance and strong belief，
就系把握同埋坚信。
Jesus was saying that the first problem was Peter's lack of faith.
耶稣就话彼得第一个问题就系缺乏信心。
But the second problem was doubt.
但第二个问题都有关嘅。第二个问题就系点解你会怀疑
？Why did you doubt?
点解你怀疑呢
？Doubt is caused by a number of things.
怀疑嘅原因有好多种。
Sometimes it's our own experiences.
有阵时我哋自己嘅经验。
Sometimes it's the voices of reason that we hear all over this world.
有阵时系我哋脑海中或者世界其他人讲俾我哋听嘅理性思想、理性之声。
Sometimes it's issues of practicality.
有阵时只不过系实用上嘅问题。
Or lack of confidence.
有阵时就缺乏我哋嘅自己嘅信心。
We doubt because we have skeptical minds and hearts.
我哋嘅怀疑嘅原因就因为我有怀疑性嘅思维。
We question because maybe we've either failed in the past, or maybe others have failed us in the past.
我哋怀疑就因为我哋自己过去嘅失败，或者系我啲朋友辜负咗我。
And so, when we're put into a particular situation, we weigh out all the different possibilities, and sometimes, or oftentimes, it leads to doubt.
所以当事情发生嘅时候，我哋会衡量各种嘅可能性，就导致到我哋自己嘅怀疑。
And I think, you know, from even for myself, in times when I've experienced doubt.
当我回想我自己以前有怀疑嘅时候
，I've doubted my own capabilities.
我怀疑我自己嘅能力
，or I doubted my friends' capabilities.
我怀疑我朋友嘅能力
，or maybe I doubted my parents.
我怀疑我父母亲嘅能力
，or even as parents, I doubted my kids.
作为父母嘅我有阵时怀疑我自己子女嘅能力。
But there's also times in which I've doubted God, and that's where the problem is.
但有啲时候我自己亦去怀疑神嘅应许。在这样的情形之下就我真正的问题的出现。
When Jesus first told Peter to come out to the water, Peter immediately trusted Jesus.
当耶稣最初叫彼得说你出来 上海面走过来，那彼得当时就立即相信了耶稣，对耶稣很有信心。
But when Peter again lost his focus and started looking around at all the other things and not at Jesus, doubts started to creep in his mind and in his heart.
但当彼得失去了他的焦点，不再是看耶稣而看周围的情形的时候，那么怀疑就在他脑中和心中开始萌生。
The moment his eyes came off of Jesus, his faith wavered and he forgot who was right next to him.
当他目光在耶稣身上移开的时候，他的信心就开始动摇了，他就忘记了谁是跟他一起。
He forgot the object of his faith.
他忘记了他信心的对象。
And he forgot everything that had happened prior to this account here in Matthew 14.
他也忘记了以前所发生的一切的事情。
If you were to look just a couple of pages back in Matthew chapter 8, there's a similar story to this one.
如果你是看下再下去的话，几页之内在马太福音八章的时候有个相同的故事。
The disciples and Jesus were crossing a sea together in a boat, and there was also a great storm.
门徒同埋耶稣一同乘船渡海，亦系喺嗰时发生一场大风暴。
And the waves were crashing all around them, and while all the disciples were fearing for their lives, well, there was Jesus sleeping soundly on a bench.
海浪咧就系好紧要嘅，系冲击佢哋嘅船。所有啲门徒咧担心佢哋自己嘅性命会唔会沉船浸死。嗰时咧就耶稣喺佢自己小板凳度咧就熟睡不醒。
Well, in their fear, they shook Jesus awake and they questioned whether or not he even cared. And Jesus replies to them in a similar manner.
佢哋就好惊、好紧张，就摇醒咗耶稣，同时咧就喺度心中怀疑，到底耶稣系咪唔关心我哋嘅呢？咁当佢咁样叫醒耶稣嘅时候，耶稣用同样嘅问题嚟问佢哋
：Why are you afraid, O you of little faith？
你点解害怕呢？你哋小信的人。
And in a single word, he calmed the wind.
只系讲咗一个字，咁就海嘅风浪就平息咗啦。
In chapter 8, verse 27, it says that the disciples marveled and said, What sort of man is this that even the winds and seas obey him?
在8章27节到门徒呢就是很惊奇，说这是什么人，连风和海也听从他呢？
Well, after that episode, we see that Jesus then proceeded to heal demon-possessed people.
在那件事之后呢，你就会见到很多记录关于耶稣继续去医治很多被鬼附身的人。
He healed the blind.
医治了盲子。
He healed the mute.
医治了哑巴。
He healed a man with a withered hand.
医治了一只手枯干的人。
He preached countless sermons and taught parables.
他讲了无数的道，也就教了无数的比喻。
And then just prior to this passage, we see the feeding of the 5,000.
在我们今天读的经文之前那段是说什么呢？就是说耶稣喂饱了5000个人，还要加上当地和他一起的妇女和孩童。
In every single one of these accounts, his disciples were present.
所有这里所讲的，马太福音所讲的所有这些事情、神迹和教导，他的门徒都在场，都在场的。
In verse 27, back in our passage in chapter 14, we see as the disciples were fearing that Jesus was a ghost, Jesus told them, he says this statement, take heart, it is I.
最后呢，就在第27节这里，第27节的时候，当那些门徒很担心，觉得是耶稣是不是鬼的时候呢，耶稣怎么跟他们说呢？耶稣就跟他们说，你们放心，是我。
It is I is taken from the Greek statement ego eimi, which is taken from the Hebrew account when God encountered Moses at the burning bush and said, I am that I am.
我是我这个字呢，就是这个希腊文的翻译，它本来用的希伯来文呢，就是在摩西呢，就是见到神在这个荆棘篇，就是出埃及记3章14节的时候，就神同佢自己讲话，我系自有永有嘅神。
In this statement, ego eimi, Jesus is saying, "Don't worry, I'm God."
所以其实耶稣好清楚嘅同佢哋讲话，你哋唔好担心，因为我系神。
And so you would think that after witnessing firsthand all these amazing miracles and listening to sermons not from some random person but from Jesus himself, that you would remember these things.
你可能以为那些门徒见了这么多的神迹，也听了耶稣亲自教导了他们这么多次，他们一定会记得的嘛。
But the moment Peter's faith was challenged, all those memories were forgotten.
但当彼得的信心一遇到挑战的时候，他所有这些记忆完全就不记得了。
The moment he took his eyes off Jesus, he started looking at all of his problems and no longer remembered who was standing before him.
当他的目光在耶稣基督身上移开了，而转想着他自己面对的困难的时候，他就完全不记得了站在他旁边的是哪一位。
Again, aren't we the same way?
我们是不是一样的呢？
After spiritual highs from a retreat or from a mission trip,
可能在一个退休会或者一个宣道会之后，你经历到属灵的高峰的时候，
or maybe simply experiencing God through a simple devotional or a service like this，
或者你是经过一段很简单的朝早的灵修，或者是一场的正道，好像现在这样，你就经历到神。
Our faith is strong or stronger，
我们那时我们的信心就很强或者是更强。
Our Christian life is fervent，
我们那时基督徒的生命是火热的。
We recall many of these good times in which God has blessed us and strengthened us for the trials the moment we leave these doors.
我们就经常想起那些美好的时光，和神怎样祝福我们，并且将来为了我们能够面对试炼，就坚固我们所做的一切的事情。
But all of a sudden, things start to accumulate immediately around us. Like next week, many of our kids are starting school.
突然之間世界的繁瑣的事情就在我們周圍累積起來，就像以前一樣，可能就下一個星期我們的子女就要上學一樣。
The clutter and busyness of this world starts to surround us.
世界的雜亂和忙碌就開始圍繞著我們。
And in our moment of despair, our eyes shift and our memories of all these blessings fade away.
當我們絕望的時候，我們的目光就轉移了，所有那些對我們蒙福的記憶都不記得了。
Our faith wavers not just because we take our eyes off of Jesus.
我們的信心動搖，不單止是因為我們的目光從耶穌基督身上轉移了出去。
But because we fail to remember the countless ways in which God has blessed us and provided for us and watched over us.
同時因為我們忘記了神賜給我們無數的福分、供應和看顧。
And we hit these oppositions and we start to fall into this sea of faithlessness or unfaithfulness.
我們就跌倒了，我們就陷入了屬靈的低谷。
We need to constantly remember all that He has done in us and for us and through us.
我們要經常記住神對我們、為我們和經過我們所做的一切的好事。
I believe last week we all celebrated Lord's Supper. I was away at the youth retreat during that time.
我相信大家上一周都是慶祝了主的聖餐，我自己很可惜就不在，因為我剛剛就在青少年退休會那裡。But
as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we celebrate the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Jesus.
在哥林多前書11章講得很清楚，我們慶祝聖餐是為了紀念耶穌。
When we take the bread and the cup, we are to remember all that Jesus has done and all that He is continuing to do in our lives.
當我們拿起主的餅和杯的時候，我們要記住耶穌所做的一切，以及祂在我們生命中繼續會做的一切。
I tend to find that it's easy to think about it and mull over all the bad things that have happened in our lives.
但大家都知道，人的本性就是傾向於容易被生活中所發生的壞事而困擾。
Especially when it just happened.
特別是剛剛發生的壞事。
We dwell on it over and we hold on to it over and over.
我們就反反覆覆地思考剛剛發生的壞事，就堅持一直都不肯放。
But the challenge here is the opposite, to remember the good things that God has done in our lives and to hold on, or versus holding on to all the bad things that have happened.
我們的挑戰就是要能夠記住神在我們生命所中所做的一切的好事，而不是為了我們身上某一些壞事而緊緊抓住壞事而不放。
When we are in the regular practice of reflecting on God's goodness to us, when we go through difficult times, instead of responding later with the question, why? Why did I doubt? That question becomes, how? How could I doubt?
如果我們有一個好的習慣，就是經常思考和數算神的恩典的話，在這樣的情形之下，當我們遇到挑戰的時候，當我們在這個挑戰困難經過了之後， 我們的回憶，我們自己思考的問題，再不會再是說，我為什麼會懷疑，而是說，我怎可以懷疑呢？
Last year, I remember vividly, it was my first time going back to California, where we moved from, back to visit my parents' home up in Northern California.
我記得我去年就是回去加州的時候，就我去了我爸爸媽媽的家。
My mother tends to keep everything from our childhood and everything.
因為我媽媽就好鍾意乜嘢嘢都保留住嘅，包括我喺細個長大嗰啲書啊信啊，乜都留住。And
as I was going through a particular desk in one of the rooms, I came across some of my old college journals in which I took sermon notes and devotional notes.
我在其中一間房間的時候，就看到我以前十幾年前我在大學的時候的日記， 咁里边咧就系有呢个讲道嘅笔记同埋我灵修嘅笔记。
And I was looking through the things that I had written down from decades ago. How amazing God is, or all the things I was learning in college, or how this one particular sermon blessed me.
我就睇到我几十年之前啊，神喺我身上嘅各种嘅奇妙嘅恩典，同埋喺呢个唔同嘅讲道上俾我嘅祝福。
And as I was remembering all of these wonderful memories, it reminded me of God's abundant faithfulness 20 years ago, all the way till now.
咁我就可以使到我有好好嘅回忆，就系提醒咗我。神俾我个丰富嘅信实，由嗰阵时一路到而家二十年之后，佢仲系咁信实。
I remember there was one particular prayer meeting that I went to when I was back in California.
咁我就记起咗我喺加州嗰阵时有一个特别嘅祷告会，我系参与嘅。
And there was a sharing question, and the leader during that time asked us, you know, just think of one good thing that happened today that you can share about.
在那个祷告会上呢，就带领祷告聚会的弟兄呢，就有一个问题，思考问题，叫我们开始之前先思考的，就是提出一件事，你今天发生的事，你是可以感恩的。
And I remember thinking to myself, well, I remember having this conversation, I remember having to take care of this, you know, for youth ministry, I remember having to, you know, do this or that at the office.
我就好清楚记得我当时嘅思潮就系我喺教会里边要做啲咩嘅事啊，有啲呢个人我要照顾啊，嗰、那个即系青少年嘅服侍我要预备啊，咁好清楚记得。
But the group of us that were there for the meeting, we paused at least for 5 minutes, just trying to think of what's one good thing that happened today.
但是我们当时是一团一起在祷告的那批弟兄姊妹呢，我们足足花了5分钟以上的时间，只是想起一件事，有那天有一件什么事是值得我们感恩的。
Again, going back to our story, had Peter remembered all of the things that Jesus had done and accomplished prior to this incident, I believe he would have walked across the sea into the shore with Jesus.
回到去我们刚刚所分享的故事，如果彼得真的能够记得起即是神以前所做过一切的好事的话，我一点问题都没有，就觉得他一定可以跟着耶稣就一路走到去，在海面上走到去岸边的。
I thought to myself, perhaps Jesus wouldn't even have had to tell Peter that he would deny him 3 times.
很可能就是耶稣都不需要提醒这个彼得说你会3次不认我的。
Well, finally, we see the disciples' response.
最后我们看到他的门徒对耶稣的回应。
And it was a response of worship.
他的回应就是一个敬拜。
The moment they climbed into the boat, it says that the winds ceased and the waves subsided.
当耶稣和彼得上翻船的那一刻，风就停了，海浪就消退了。
It was completely silent in that moment. And the disciplesresponded in worship, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
嗰阵时发生嘅时候咧，就一切嘅静默，冇人讲任何嘢。到到最后，门徒就拜佢，话你真系神嘅儿子。
When their eyes again became refocused on Jesus, I think all of the prior experiences started to flood back into their memory.
在那时候他们的目光就重新就去回耶稣基督的身上，他们以前所经历的一切好的事，一切神迹，一切教导都好像这个巨浪一样涌回到他的脑海里面。
And everything just kind of culminated in this moment of silence on the sea.
所有的回忆就在这段静默的时候就回达到高潮。
Jesus had proven himself over and over and over again.
耶稣基督一次又一次咁证明佢就系神嘅儿子。
How could the disciples respond with anything else other than worship？
喺今日情形之下，门徒们除咗以呢个敬拜嚟回应之外，仲有啲咩方法可以回应呢
？Jesus has proven himself worthy of worship, not only because of who he is or who he was, but because of what he has done.
耶稣基督一次又一次证明他是值得受我们的敬拜的，不单止因为他是哪一个，而且是因为他已经完成的事。
And ultimately, he would prove his worthiness by what he accomplished on the cross and in his resurrection.
最后，佢证明佢值得受我哋敬拜嘅，就喺十字架上为我哋死，跟着佢嘅复活。
I believe that Jesus has proven himself to us time and time again as well.
我好相信耶稣基督喺对我哋在场嘅每一个弟兄姊妹，一次又一次证明佢系神嘅儿子，值得我哋受我哋敬拜嘅。
And if you are a true and genuine Christian, then you have had many experiences in which you know they can only be attributed to God.
如果你是一个真的重新得救的基督徒的话，我相信你一定在你这么久的生命当中经历了很多的事，你都知道，心里面知道，只是因为神爱你的缘故，你才可以经历到的。
And when we hearken back and recall all these instances, and when our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the only adequate response that we can have is to worship him.
当你回想神对你一切的恩典在自己身上一切恩典，而当你的目光是集中在耶稣基督身上的话，你个人的回应亦是只是可以敬拜他的。Well,
I just want to share one last story before we close.
我想跟大家再分享一个故事，就在结束之前分享这个故事。
This is during my freshman year of college, and my fellowship was preparing for this large revival meeting.
当我在大学一年级的时候，我的团契就是预备一个很大的培灵振兴会。
Going into this meeting, I had built up so much excitement and anticipation for this meeting.
为了这个培灵振兴会，我有很大的期望和很大的期待。
I really liked the way that our pastor preached, and so I heard that it was his preaching professor at his seminary that was coming to speak, so I was really excited to hear him speak.
我非常欣赏我的牧师的讲道，所以当我知道今次退休会的讲员就是我们牧师以前在神学院那时教他讲道的那位老师，我就很兴奋。
And so that evening came, we had a very exciting worship set, and then they started to introduce the speaker.
到了晚上，就经过一段好好嘅，就好感恩嘅呢个崇拜歌曲之后咧，就开始介绍讲员啦。
I got my Bible out and my notebook out, my pen out, and it's all ready to write down all these scriptural insights from this message.
我已经将我啲笔记簿攞咗出嚟，已经好聚精会神，我就已经准备好啦。当呢个讲员同我哋分享呢个一啲喺圣经里边新嘅见识同埋呢个思维嘅时候，我会写低落嚟。
Well, they finished introducing the speaker, and out came this old white man to the stage.
当介绍完咗之后咧，出嚟一个好老好老嘅一个白人。
His name was Dr. William Harding.
佢个名咧就系William Harding博士。
And I thought to myself, okay, even though he's old, but so many years of wisdom and insight.
我谂下，哇，佢系好老，但系冇所谓啫，佢有咁多年嘅智慧同埋观察力。
So his first words are, "Tonight, I'm going to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ."
但系佢一讲出嚟嘅第一句话，就佢讲嘅声又好细下嘅。第一句话就话：我今晚我要讲嘅就系耶稣基督嘅福音。
And I remember thinking to myself, "You flew this guy all the way from Pennsylvania to Illinois to share about the gospel?"
我当时嘅反应系：有冇搞错啊？你喺咁远喺宾州嗰度飞咗呢一个。 老人家来到我们伊利洛州，是距离只是跟我们分享神的福音。
But that's exactly what he did. He shared the gospel. He talked about our sin. He shared about Jesus and his life and his death on the cross and on the resurrection.
他真的就是这样做。他所分享的就是关于耶稣基督的福音，分享我们的罪，关于耶稣的一生，他在十字架上的死亡，以及之后的复活，他就是讲这个这么简单的信息而已。
And he finished, and we entered into a time of prayer.
当他讲完之后，我们就进入了一个分组祷告的时候。
And the worship leader came out, and he said this.
接着呢，就这个敬拜那个主持人出来呢，就他就讲这件事。
May this story never get old for us.
愿我们永远不会让这个故事变老。
Even if you've heard it 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 times.
即使我们听过100次、几千次和数万次的,
may this story of the gospel never get old for us.
愿这个福音故事永远都不会变老。
May we always remember all that Jesus has done for us, that we may never take it for granted, and that our faith will continue to be strong.
愿我们永远记住耶稣为我们所做的一切的事，我们永远不会觉得耶稣所做的事是理所当然的，我们是值得的。这样的话，我们的信心就可以一直坚持强壮下去。
And as we entered into that time of worship, I remember falling on my knees and crying because I had done just that. I had let that story get old for me. Even in the first year in college.
当我们进入这个敬拜的时候，我记得我就跪在地下我就哭，就因为我就是做了，就是刚刚那个崇拜领袖，领袖所讲的，我让我这个福音的故事变老了。
And I responded with perhaps one of the most memorable times of worship in my life.
我呢就是这个提醒了之后呢，就我就会有一个最值得我记忆的一个崇拜的时候。
May this gospel story never get old for you.
愿你们大家都不会被这个福音的故事觉得它老化了，对你无关。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we thank you for your never-ending and your never-failing faithfulness.
主耶稣，我们感谢你永远无止境、永远无失落的信实。
God, no matter what stage of life we might be in,
无论我们现在是处于人生的哪个阶段。
God, no matter what events are going through our lives right now,
无论我们正在经历人生的任何的事情。
God, may we remember your faithfulness never changes.
让我们记得你的信实是永远不会改变的。
God, you are good, and you have always been good, and you will always be good.
神啊，你是好的，对我们好的，你一直对我们好的，你一直都是好的。
So may we look back and see all the things that you've done.
当我们回顾，看到你所成就的一切。
And all the things that you are doing.
你正在做的一切。
God, and all the things that you will continue to do.
你将来会做的一切。
And God, may you strengthen us to believe and remain faithful in you.
愿你加添我的信心，使到我能够继续信靠你，尽忠于你。
God, even in the darkest of times.
即使是最黑暗的时候。
God, even in the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然是在行过死荫的幽谷。
You are with us.
你与我同在。
God, your rod and your staff, may they comfort us.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
And so we thank you, a faithful one.
所以我们感谢你，信实的神。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求，
Amen.
Amen.